If you look around closely, you'll notice the intricate and subtle ways in which we're all connected. You'll see the perfect flow of people, events, nature, and the world, even at times when it looks or feels like complete chaos. Carl Jung was a Swiss psychologist and psychiatrist known as the founder of analytic psychology. He proposed and developed the concepts of the extroverted and the introverted personality, archetypes, and the collective unconscious. Now, the collective unconscious refers to the structures of the unconscious mind that are shared among all beings of the same species. In other words, a part of our mind as humans that is shared by every other human from the beginning of time and continues to grow as we continue to exist. A space where all that exists in the subconscious minds of all humanity rests together. Some have said that this is the same as the Akashic Records, which is the topic of today's episode. Think of the Akashic Records as a giant library that holds the soul book of each one of us, your soul's blueprint, per se. If your curiosity is piqued, keep listening, because today's guest is an Akashic Master Coach. Her name is Erin Gallagher, and her mission is to support people in discovering and then releasing their destructive patterns, traumas, and limiting beliefs, and she accomplishes this through the use of the Akashic Records. And today, we're going to learn how. This is Chats with Gigi, your space for growth, inspiration, and learning. Covering the topics that matter to women everywhere, empowering you in your personal and professional life. Are you ready? Here we go. So every once in a while here on Chats with Gigi, we get a little woo-woo because I love it and because I think that energy and being able to tap into your greatness, the one that goes beyond the skin and bones, is important, right? And so I am so excited to have you on the show today, Erin, to talk about this topic that seems to be gathering more and more momentum, and that is the Akashic Records, what they are and how they can help us. So I'm excited to get into this. Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited in being a part of the new Akashic wave, I guess we'll call it. So yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah, it's definitely something interesting. And so for those that have never heard this term before, for those that have never heard what the Akashic Records are, can you sort of give us a definition that we can just wrap our heads around before we get started talking about this?
Sure. Yeah. It's interesting because I could go on and on. So I have to like write it down because there's so much to talk about. I'm like, all right, how do I make this make sense to most people? So basically what I think of it as is kind of like a large energetic library. So we as human beings, yes, we're flesh and blood, but we are made of energetic components, right? So energy doesn't really die. It just transforms to something else. So thus, we are energy beings where whenever we think something or feel something or create an action or an experience, it gets registered sort of in this energetic database that we call the Akashic Records. Because of this, because we are these energy beings that are always, you know, expressing ourselves in certain ways, it goes to say, like I'm saying about energy transforming, that it has to go somewhere. So the Akashic Records are like this space where it gets registered. I, as an Akashic Records practitioner, am able to kind of reach into that registry and pull out information about your soul journey. So this doesn't have to be just about this lifetime. It can be about childhood. It can be about ancestry. It can be about past lives if you believe in that. A lot of times I tell people belief is optional. You don't have to believe in what I'm saying, but really it's about tapping into your intuition and feeling, oh, does this feel right for me? Is there some kind of pattern that keeps repeating that as soon as she says, oh, it's because of visibility wounds from when you were a child or your mother's mother. And then if that hits you in your gut and you go, oof, I feel like that's true, then trust your gut, trust your body, right? So it's really about trust, intuition, and energetic, and energy.
And in the process of tapping into the Akashic Records, What is that like? Is it something that only you can do? Is it something that we can all do? Who has access to these records?
So I always tell people that the Akashic records find you, you don't find them, because a lot of times people will just start seeing the words Akashic records everywhere randomly, quote unquote, and they'll be like, what is this? And they'll get kind of pulled into that energy. And what it is kind of like your master level guides have information for you for the, you know, forward momentum of your soul and your journey here on Earth. And so they're like, hey, they kind of knock on the door, come on in. A lot of times I have experienced with my clients that they've already accessed the Akashic records without even knowing it. Something that I have noticed in this spiritual community is that sometimes it gets like very rules based. Like you can only like tap into the Akashic records if you are this kind of like ascended being. And I'm like, no. That's one thing that's kind of like my zone of genius is that I bring it down to reality and make it really authentic and no BS so that you understand what the heck I'm talking about. So anyone can do it. A lot of people have done it without realizing they have. But I always suggest if you want to either get into opening your own records or someone else's, if you want to make that a part of your business or life, to find a practitioner such as myself or someone you trust to support you in getting into that space. For every person, it's different, but usually the practitioner you find that you feel like pulled toward is the one that you're supposed to be working with. And the one, and whatever their method is for getting into the records, trust that. If it feels right and it feels like, oh, this feels like a good thing, I'm supposed to be with this person, then that's how you're supposed to, you know, access it. So yeah, that's kind of like a nutshell on that.
What is the advantage of tapping into our Akashic records? Like, what is a reason that one would have to say, all right, I want to work with a practitioner to get into the Akashic records because of what? Why would we want to do this?
Yes, I love that question because there's so many amazing benefits to the Akashic records. So in the records, I can support you in, and anyone can, just supporting themselves in healing, in removing energetic blocks and ancestral patterns or patterns where you're doing the same thing and not getting any results from it. For example, the biggest blocks that I come upon in the Akashic records are self-worth blocks. So energy around like, I've never felt connected to people, or I've never felt like I matter, or my, you know, whenever I, you know, was a kid or whatever, I would try to be in my own unique way. And it was like, oh, you know, that's not right. Or don't do this or don't do that. And we put up these walls and we put on these masks. And in the records, your guides can support you on seeing like what the origin of that was and how to support you in releasing that. You know, transformation takes time. So it's important that we realize that as well, that, so this is about transformation. It's about healing. I can also go in and see physical issues. So physical, emotional, mental, like, and energy blockages that are keeping you from moving forward, whether in your business or in your own healing journey. I am specialized in trauma work. So I am able to, on top of doing the Akashic work, I've noticed that when people have spiritual awakenings or they start tripping into spiritual, like, you know, areas or communities, a lot of trauma will come up that becomes unearthed. So I'm able to kind of also do the trauma work with that. So there's just so many benefits to releasing what's no longer serving us so we can step into like why we're here and into our power.
That is so interesting. And I think that what you mentioned there about the things that happen that we drag with us from childhood and oftentimes don't even know are affecting us, right? Because the imprints that we get as kids that we receive and process and add to our belief system and add to, you know, that box that we sit from and make all of our decisions from, are really, really are things that can hold us back. And a lot of times we don't even have awareness of these traumas that are lying within and making decisions for us. And so I find it to be so powerful that there is a way to energetically connect with that. And so I'd love to hear more about, since you mentioned that you are a trauma expert in this process, can you tell us more about the way in which trauma and spirituality connect and work together?
Yes, I love this because I'm really, really passionate about that intersection between spiritual work and trauma. I think a lot of times And sometimes at destructive ends, like people get into spiritual work and they just focus on the spiritual only. And I'm like, you're a human being that came here to have a human experience. So it's really important to be felt, heard, seen, and witnessed in all of your stuff. So whether that's, oh my God, my business is doing great, or I'm doing great as a person and blah, 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 or I'm a crying mess on the floor. Like, we get to be seen, held, and loved it without judgment. So the trauma work supports that, where, so the method I use is the safe space technique. So what that is really supporting people in somatically going into the body and releasing trauma from the body. So we get trauma. So whether it's energetic, physical, et cetera, when we go through a traumatic situation, it's not the actual trauma that creates the problem. It's the freezing. So we'll have a trauma that happens and then we freeze in the moment and everything in that space gets stuck in our body. And then it slowly compounds over time. So for instance, there have been studies done where people have been through traumatic instances, but let's say like 10 people were in a traumatic situation, in the same traumatic situation, like a bus crash or something. One of the people will have less trauma than everyone else. And it will be like, and we'll look into why. And then when the story is unearthed, it'll be like, oh, that one person was the person that got on the phone, told someone to call 911, started moving people with their body. Like they were moving and processing the trauma through their body while everyone else was sitting in the chairs, like frozen in shock, which created this trauma system in the body. So the spiritual part comes in when we start doing spiritual work, we start awakening to parts of ourselves that we forgot about. We start remembering why we came here. We start remembering old traumas that happened to us, whether they were to us or our ancestors. We forget. I feel like in this, in our culture now, it used to be where like families would tell stories and we would really be connected to our grandparents and their parents. And we don't really have that anymore. And we forget how much our DNA is like, just like everyone else, or everyone's in our family. So we have these, when we have spiritual activations and awakenings, that can unearth and activate trauma that we forgot was there, or that is residual, or is from past lives or from ancestry.
Tell me more about that, about these awakenings. Can you clarify those concepts a little more for those that are not familiar?
Sure. So I'll give you my story as an example. So my whole life, I was what I call like numbed out. I was, I got into drugs at a really young age. So from the age of like 17, 18, I was smoking crack cocaine. I was using meth. I was in a really seriously destructive relationship. I was sleeping under bridges and in storage sheds. Like, I had a really seriously numbed, because I felt everything too much and I had a very chaotic childhood. So in order to escape that and numb that, I drank and used drugs for many years, for like about 17 years. And then a series of events happened where I stopped drinking. And when I stopped drinking, everything hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like, who I've been living as the past however long is not me. And I started to feel like really almost out of body. Like, who was that? Mm-hmm. Who possessed my body while I was doing it? Because my nature is a nurturer, a lover, a person that loves themselves. So I was like, why did I do such self-destructive behavior for so long? So that was my personal spiritual activation and awakening. So everyone has their own story, but I believe that everyone has a period in their life where they go, oh my God, like, is that truly me? And starts having these awarenesses around masks that they have put on that aren't truly them.
Interesting. Yeah. And so for someone who is considering, tapping into their Akashic records, someone who's listening right now and all of what we're saying really, truly, deeply resonates, and there's something in there that's saying, hey, this is something you got to try. This is something you got to look into. What is the first thing that they need to know or do to start in this process?
So the first thing I always say is to get clear on what your intention in the Akashic Records is. And even if you don't know for sure, like, it's fine. It's okay to play around with it. So one thing I want to mention is that the Akashic Records are a space to play in. Get curious. Observe how you have been in your life and how you are now and how you're awakening. And I think a lot of times people get so serious about their lives and their businesses that they forget, like, we're here to play and have fun and be in a human experience, like, experience joy. And we, you know, tend to forget that and get super serious. So that's one thing. When I'm in people's Akashic Records or my own, I feel very playful energy, like, let it go, surrender, like, don't be so, you know. And I know it's like, it's very hard to do that when you're in, when you are a human being, because it's like, you know, I have bills to pay, I have kids to take care of, like, this is not an easy thing, you know. But what I do is I help people separate. So the first thing I would do is, like, do I want Akashic Records work for me to heal, transform, release all these blocks, or at least look at what may be blocking me? That's another cool thing with the, the trauma work that I do. I had a client the other day that was like, I don't actually know why I booked a session with you, but I trusted my gut that I was supposed to. But I do feel like there's like traumatic stuff in my past that I would like to look into. And so I was able to open her records and feel into the situation and bring up any of the blocks that may be occurring. So if you don't know, a reading or a session is a good place to start. But so the two types would either be, I want this Akashic work for myself or to figure things out or discover what's going on, or I would like to use Akashic records in my own business or life to support other people. That's what I found the two types of people are. And if you would like to get Akashic records support for yourself, I would suggest finding like one practitioner, either myself or someone else, or ask me if you don't align with me, who I recommend. There's a lot of Akashic record stuff out there online that's just general knowledge and a lot of like misinformation. So you want to find someone that really, really gets you and really, you know, at the risk of sounding woo-woo, like vibrates at your same energy. But you know what I mean? Like someone that you know how like you'll be online and you just see someone and you're like, that's my person. I know they're supposed to support me, you know?
I think that that's a big part of anything that we do in life though, right? I mean, we do that kind of energy and compatibility test with our friends, with our partners before we dive into relationships. We do it when we're hiring someone, right? And so of course it makes perfect sense that if you're looking to work with someone in this discovery of what your Akashic records might have, that you would also be doing that same, I guess, you know, test of energy and frequency and see if we jive and vibe on the same level. And if there's, you know, a personal and energetic compatibility, we do it in every other part of our businesses and our lives. Of course, it would make perfect sense that you would want to have that same connection with someone who's going to be helping you to tap into something so deep, right?
Yeah, I really love that you brought that up, because a lot of times I have people that are in resistance to spiritual things. And I'm like, wait, so for example, I'm on dating sites a lot lately, because I'm like, I'm going to find my person. It is time. So I'm going to go out with different people. And so there's a lot of profiles, especially, you know, men that are like, I don't want to, you know, text for 3 years. Let's meet in person. And I'm like, so, you know, when you meet, like, you can be texting with someone for 3 months and you feel like there's a great connection and everything's amazing. You want to marry the person. Everything's great. Like, you're like, this is my person. Like, we talk all day and all night. But then when you meet something can be different. Like, sexual attraction might not be there, or there's just something that's like off and you can't explain it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if you understand that principle, then you'll understand why spirituality is valid, because it's like, you have to, it's that same energetic connection with people. I think a lot of times we hear the spiritual and woo-woo and think like, oh, that's just like not realistic or whatever. And I'm like, well, it's the same thing as like meeting someone and feeling, you know, if they're right for you or not. How's it any different? Yeah. So that's a good point to make.
Awesome. Now, I know that you have a Facebook group, that you have a wonderful community in there. Tell us more about Bold and Fearless Living.
Yes, thank you so much. So my Facebook group is Awaken Your Spirit with Erin Gallagher, and it's about awakening your truth and awakening your bold and fearless spirit. And it's really what I like to say, and what comes up for me when I talk about my group and my community, is calling people forth. What I am here to do is to create a safe space for people to exist in, show up however and wherever they are, and be accepted in that space. And if they feel like when I post or I talk or they post or there's conversations in the community where all of a sudden they feel like pulled forth or called forth by what I'm saying or by what someone else is saying, then that's why they're in the group. So I kind of just like leave it an open, beautiful community for people to feel like, oh, like I feel like this is a place I need to be for some reason. And then I will do trainings and I will do videos. And then we, you know, we create a space where we can learn and connect and get intuitive knowledge. And like I said, my intuitive knowledge is very down to earth and authentic and real. So it makes it easier for people who may just be dabbling or starting in spiritual journeys or trying to understand what energy means or any of that to have a place to understand or get started with like the step-by-step, you know, building blocks for how to get into it and what it all means.
Awesome. Erin, I'm so glad that we got to chit-chat today. I really appreciate you taking the time to break down Akashic Records for us and to make yourself accessible for my listeners on this topic, which I find absolutely fascinating. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much. It was a joy to speak with you, and I'm so glad that I could add value to your community.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Chats with Gigi. If you enjoyed the show, let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. This way, I can keep bringing you more of what you love. If you don't follow me yet, let's connect. You can find me as Gigi Diaz Live on all social media platforms or head over to my website at gigidiaz.com. I can't wait to chat with you again in the next episode. Until then, I'll be sending lots of love and light your way.